Okay.
All right, fine. So let's begin. We yesterday discussed the Iker desire that we should have in awaiting Mashiach is the Gilui of the Kavod Shamayim, that the whole world is going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king, and all the laws are going to go back. And I just want to bring a few sources from the Rishonim and the Midrashim to discuss more things of the Kavod Hashem. We're going to discuss each of the benefits to when Mashiach comes, but the first and the main one is the Gilui Kvod Shamayim, the revelation to the world. So we have in the Drasha Saran, Drasha Shvi, in the seventh Drash, he writes this explicitly. He says, V'echad min ha'yiduim ha'gdolim, one of the things that are known, like, well, Shiyeh b'bi'es Mashiachenu huzeh, Ke'amro ki az epach al amim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem la'avod shchem la'avdo shchem echad. We say this on Rosh Hashanah also, Pasuk in Tzfanya, that all of the goyim are going to switch into a clear safa brura. Everyone will be speaking a clear language, calling out to Hashem, and everyone's going to want to serve him b'shem echad, with one like shoulder together, everybody together. I think shem is shoulder, okay? Now continues the Ran. Yirtze bazeh, ki kol ha'umos, all of the nations of the world, yashuvu le'emunaseinu, they were all returned to our emuna, b'klalei Torah, and all the general teachings of the Torah, uprateya, and all the details, kifidatenu, the way we understand the Torah, not the way they want to explain it, says the Ran. B'zeh she'amru b'mesechus Avodah Zarah, he brings also the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, daf kaf dalet of an aleph, which explicitly states this. This is the main Gilui Kvod Shamayim. Next, the Malbim. On Yeshaya, on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, there's many of the explanations of what Mashiach, the times of Mashiach are going to be like. The Malbim lists six different milos, advantages to Yemosa Mashiach versus now. What will be the changes? And again, I'm just focusing now on the Gilui Kavod Shamayim aspect. That's it. Then we're going to get to other aspects of the Mashiach later. But right now, the main aspect of Kavod Shamayim says the Malbim, we have six distinctions between now and L'Asid Lavo when Mashiach comes. And now we're going to go through the six of them. And I think it would, the reason why we have to do this is to build up this Shi'ifa. If this is really what we're supposed to be davening for, is this concept of the Kavod Shamayim, let's understand what that is specifically, so that we can integrate it into ourselves. So number one, says the Malbim, he says, Ahofa ha'elokit, the revelation, the godly revelation, titale latit b'shisha milos al zman ha'avar. There'll be six milos over then till to what we're in now. Echad, ki ad, number one, ki ad ata, up until now, Hashgacha Elokit, divine providence, Haita Mu'utefet, Bekama Levushim, Umasachim, Umichitzas Anan Barafel. Our understanding of Hashgacha practice now, Hashgacha Elokit, is all wrapped in garments and clothes. You can't see, you can feel it, you can understand that it's there. There is Hashgacha now, we know that. But it's not clear. It's through darkness and clouds. You have to go to a Musar Shmuz to hear how people relate to certain events, to connect the dots that this is Hashem communicating with you. It's in a much more less clear Hashgacha. Avala'atid, Nigla, it's going to be revealed. Yekavod Megule, You're going to see it clear. Venira espaklaria meira. It's like a clear mirror right through. You'll see exactly how Hashem is guiding our lives. That's one advantage. Number one. Number two. Ad ata, till now, lo hisigu rak kavod Elokim. We only are able to see the kavod of Elokim. What does that mean? Elokim is the din aspect of Hashem, but the Balbim is explaining it slightly differently. He says that, and he says this also in his dictionary, by the way, on words. Shehu hanhaga shebo manhigu misader. It is the way that Hashem organizes and runs the world, like nature. That is Elokim, the way he runs things. Umashgia, shehim yucheset l'shem Elokim. That aspect of the Hashem's running of the world is Elokim, or Kel Shakai, Tzvakot. Those words reflect, says the Rambam, Malbim, Hashem's running of the world on the natural order. Velo kvod Hashem. That's not the kavod Hashem yudke vavke. It's not. Shehu shem ha'etzem. That is Hashem's etzem name. Not what he does and how he runs the world, but what he is. Hamor al kvodo mitzad atzmo u'ma'uso. Then yudke vavke, like the pasuk says for the avo here, gives quoted now. Kamusha kasa ve'ere ela avos bekel shakai u'shmi Hashem lo nondati lahem. That's the pasuk in Shmos Vav Gimel, the Malbim quotes when he was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the yud kei vav kei, but the avos never saw that. They saw the name, the Hashem's running of the world, a lower level of kavod. That's all we see now. We can see Hashem's running of the world in this Elohim aspect. Not that it's covered, that was number one. Number two is that even when you see it, what you do see is an external part of Hashem's glory, the Elohim aspect. But in Ati Lavo, we're going to see Afal Az, Yitra'u, Kvod Hashem. They're going to see the Etzem Kavod of Hashem. Whatever this means, it's a much higher level. Okay. Number three, ad ata, each one of these things is a shiur unto itself, you understand? Each one of these six could be built up and understood as much as we can comprehend. And that is definitely our obligation. When we're trying to learn these six principles that he's bringing here, we want to try to drive it home into our kishkas and to understand what's the difference between these things and how it's going to be. Although it's very difficult, obviously. Ad ata, number three. Until now, Laura, I'm quoting the Malbim right now on the pasuk of Yeshaya Mem He. Okay, that's the famous Malbim we're in now. There are many on this sefer. Is that the three or four? Three. Ad ata, lo ra'u rak hesigo viyado viyadu lo ra'u kvod Hashem b'hashkachas ha'ayin achushi. We knew Hashem is running it, running the world, but we never saw the Kavod Hashem with our eyes. We can't see it physically. That we can't. Aval ata ein ba'ein yiru. It's going to be some type of visual seeing of the Kavod of Hashem that we don't see now. We're going to see Hashem in some aspect that we weren't able to see up until now. That's a big one. Dalit. Ad ata, and this is number four, is connected to number three intricately. Ad ata, until now, gam haroim v'atsofim b'machazot Elokim. Let's say the theme up until now, they were Abe and let's say Rav Chaim Knievsky and Gedolim were Ruach HaKodesh. That's what he's talking about now. They were only able to see visions of Elohim, obviously, because they never saw Kel Shakai yet, that we saw above. Lo ra'u ba'ein basar. They can't see it with their flesh eye. Rak ba'ein hanefesh. They see it in their wisdom. or if they see something coming, they don't see it with their eyes. They see it in a Ruach HaKodesh type of nafshi, be'ein ha-nevui. It's some type of prophetical eye, prophecy eye. Aval ata yirukol basar. Everyone's going to see it. Gam ha-basar be'eino, yirim ha-mare ha-nora. Every single physical eye. Now you have the surgery, it's going to be better vision. You're going to see this awesome kavod of Yudke Vavke that we said above. Vid galus elakuso. Number five. Ad ata hayu roim v'amasigim mikvod Hashem mu'atim yechidim hasridim asher Hashem kore. The number of people who actually had the ability to actually see Hashem are those big people, yechidim, ubnei aliyah mu'atim, people that are growing, massive talmid chachamim, very few in the world. Aval az, when Mashiach comes, you call basar, every single eye, everyone, ki mlei ha'aretz deyas Hashem, everyone's going to see it. Number six, ad ata ra'u kulam b'madrega echad. Lo ra'u kulam kol echad b'madrega echad. Everybody saw different levels. Where you're holding is what you see. And he quotes the pasuk now, b'nigash Moshe levado, when he came to Har Sinai. He went all the way. And the zekanim went a little less. And everybody went less. The Am had to be all the way in the back. So he says, lo yasigu, ra'ihem v'hem lo yagiv yikshu v'am lo yaluimo. Fine. Shemadrigas Moshe haya, the highest level. V'amadrigas ha'zakenim, a little more. And the madrigas ha'am was less. Aval ata, when Mashiach comes, you kol basar yachda b'madrega echas b'shavet. Every single person will see the glory of Hashem equally. Ki pi Hashem diber v'yiftiach so. Hashem said it and he promised that it's going to happen. That's the Malbim. So this is just something for some people. I would, and I have, think about this as much as you can, understanding the limitations of the mind to go to these places that we really understand these concepts. But there, on some level, we can understand what he's saying here. We can comprehend it and see what an incredible thing it is, what will be in the world, what everything we daven and beg Hashem, you get to be open season, and a whole different levels, and everyone's going to be equal, and all the goyim are going to see it. It's incredible giloy of what this is. The Torah wrote, Hashem created the world. Gracious Baruch, no doubt about it. No doubts anymore. The Rashi also discusses here on this pasuk here, Nun Beis Yud Gimel through Tezva, the faith. Another Rashi that's powerful. He says the goyim will yiskeru piyem mirov timaon. They'll be absolute in shock. They will not be able to speak when this kavod of Hashem, the asher lo supar lahem al shum adam raubo. They're not going to know what to do with themselves with this reality that's going to hit them. It's going to be a shocking revelation, Rashi says on these psukim. Fine, that's one aspect. There's more, okay? There's more. The one that my kids quote, I found, the Yalkut Shimoni, the famous one. We're going to go through that now. This is a little bit more down to earth than the Malbim was, ironically. The Medrash says like this, Shanu Rabboseinu, our rabbis taught, this is all the Yalkut Shimoni, I'll give you the source, in Yeshaya, again, everything is over there, Taf Tzadi Tet, Taf Kaf, okay? Shanu Rabboseinu, B'shah Shamelech HaMashiach Ba, I think this is a Shleki song, Omed Al Gad Beis HaMikdash, he's going to stand on the Beis HaMikdash, V'hu Mashmiya Lahem LiYisrael, and he calls out to the Jews, the Omer, Anavim, Igiyazman Geulaschem. We've heard this song. Maybe everybody, Reuben, someone sings this song. I've heard this song. Avram Fried. Excellent. ואם אין אתם מאמינים, ראו באורי שזרח עליכם, שנאמר קומי אורי כי בא אורך וכבוד השם עלייך זרח. See the song, ישעיה סמך אלף. Says the Yalkut, continuing, ועליכם בלבד זרח, ולא העובדי אלילים. Hashem is going to shine with light on us, and not on the עובד עבוד זרח. שנאמר כי הנה החושך יחסה הארץ, באותו שעה, at that moment when there's going to be darkness on the earth, באותו שעה מבהיק הקדוש ברוך הוא אורו של מלך המשיח. The light of Mashiach is going to be illuminating, mavhik. And the end of Yisrael, Mashiach, again, this is the connection that we saw. Mashiach's light and the light of the Jewish people are one. V'holchim kulam le'oro shel melech ha-mashiach. Everyone's going to run after his Torah, his light. V'shel Yisrael, they're going to also come to the Jewish people and ask them, come to them. Shenemru, v'holchu goyim le'orach u'malachim le'noga zarche. All these are the same psukim in the Navi that the Yalkut Shimoni is now darshaning. Ubaim umelachachim afar. This is my son Bensi said. They're going to lick the dirt. Mitachad raglav shel melech ha-mashiach. They're going to be like the Queen of England type of thing. Go lick their shoes, lick their boots in Buckingham. Shenemar ba'afar raglecha yilachachu. Ubaim kula. V'noflim al pneim lifneim ha-mashiach. All Gates, Trump, Bezo, whatever, all these rich guys that everybody, they're all going to jump and lick the king's shoes. Lifnei Yisrael. He keeps adding in Yisrael the Medrash, not just Mashiach. V'omrim nie lecha li Yisrael avadim. We want to be your slaves. Bezo, huh? V'kol echad miYisrael alpayim v'tat avadim yulo. This is the guys where the tzitzis men. They're going to have 2,800 avadim. Each guy is going to have. Shenemar bayamim haheima asher yachziku eser anashim v'kol leshonos agoyim v'yachziku b'knaf ish Yehudi. They're going to grab the corner of your garment. And they're going to say, Leimor Nelcha Imachem, Ki Shamanu Elokim Imachem. We heard that Hashem is with you. We want to be with you. That's what this is. Shocking. But he's not done yet, the Medrash. He keeps going. Ba'oso Shom, maybe a Kaddish Baruch Hu Eliyahu Moshiach. He brings Eliyahu Navi and Mashiach. Vitzluchi Shel Shemen. Oh, little Shemen. You're in Zion. Bideihem, umalkihim bideihem. Okay, maklem and them, they're going to have all their things, and they're going to be the kibbutzim, kol Yisrael lifneim. The Jews are going to be all around Eliyahu and Mashiach. V'shchina lifneihem. The Shechina is going to be there. V'neviim are going to be back in business. Neviim, they're going to be in the back. V'torah miyaminam. The Torah is going to be on the right side. Malachei Asharis on the left side. Umolichim. Oh, this is a parade. This is a parade. Umolichin otam el emek Yehoshaphat. V'nikbatzim kol ha-goyim sham. All the goyim are going to be surrounding there. All of them will be there. Shenemar v'kibatzdi es kol ha-goyim. Be'os ha-shah mevi ha-kadosh baruch hu. Elilei ha-omos ha-olam. This is a new one that I never heard before. Hashem brings all the gods. All of them. All of the gods of the Avodah Zarah people. Look what he's going to do. V'natan behem ruach u'neshama. He's going to throw into all the sticks and all the stones and all the Baal Peor and Yeshku and everybody. We have to delete that. They're going to put everybody, give them a neshama, give them the neshama, bring them to life. Hashem's going to bring all the Avodah Zarah to life. V'omer, and he's going to say to all the Avodah Zarahs of the world, Yavru al gesher gehenam. Please walk on the bridge of Gehenna. There's like a walkway, and Gehenna is below. The over him, and they start walking. All the Avodah Zarah. The Kevan Shemigim Sham, Yelifnam Kechut. They're going to be walking like an achut, a tightrope. The Noflim, the Gehenna. Each one of them falling. You know what we're looking, if you can imagine such a science fiction reality, such an image, you finish. It's over. You're not, that's not exciting. That's not a wow. That's you know, a mental institution. You think you need a mental institution. It's over. You're seeing things that are outside of anything we can comprehend. He's not done. Hashem is in front, the Yisrael are right behind him. Shenemar v'yavor malkam lifneihem, their melech will be right in front of the Hashem v'rosham. So you have Mashiach, Hashem, Mashiach, and the Jews. V'oso shah maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. He brings the Torah right there to this parade. B'cheiko, in his arms, whatever this means, we're going to see this. Umavik zivan shel Yisrael misofa olam v'ad asofa. There's going to be a powerful light show. Amar Gavriel if Nekadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Yavoh Ubas Olam Biyuru B'Tovasan Shel Yisrael. Gavriel, the Malach, comes in and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, bring all the goyim. We want to see all the good that the goyim should see, the good that you're doing to the Jews now. Omer Lahem Al Yiru V'Chein Omer Yeshaya Hashem Ramah Yadach Bal Yechizun. They're not going to see that good. They're not going to see it. They don't get to see that intimate relationship with the Jewish people and Hashem. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's there now in this party, by the way. Moshe joins us. Bring them, let them see. Let them see and be embarrassed. Amar Knesset Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael comes and begs Hashem. At that moment, Gehenna opens up, the Yotzim call Ha'umos Ha'olam, all the Hitler and all of them come out of the ground, V'roim B'tovasam Shel Yisrael, and they see the glory of Hashem with the Jewish people. V'noflim Al Pneihem, they all fall on their faces, the Rishayim. The Omrim, Kama Nai Adon Zeh. How beautiful is this master. Kama Nai Umazu. How amazing is this nation. She'ahav Otam B'Yoser. He loves them so much. Ashrayam Shekachalo. End of Medrash Yalkut Shimoni. Yeshaya Taf Tzaditet. Taf Kuf. What am I going to tell you? This is going to be something. If you don't want this, you obviously don't believe in it. That's all there is to it. If you're not someone who's excited, you're excited about watching a new movie that comes out. We got to watch the new movie. We have to buy tickets in advance or whatever, a show or whatever. Can you imagine if you don't get excited that this is going to happen one day, soon, Be'ezer Hashem? It's only teretzes you don't believe. You don't believe it. That's it. So we have to mechazik our amuna and our love of Hashem in order to get this. Am I out of time or can I keep going? Oi, I went over. Forgive me. I'm apologizing. Is there any questions? There was a few questions that came to me by email and I'm going to answer them as we go, as we get there. Right now, I just want to build up what is the Kavod Hashem that we can be expecting. That's number one. Then we're going to keep moving forward in more of the benefits of what Mashiach is going to be in our daily lives.
There is one question.
Please.
It seems like we're all going to be at the level where we can see Hashem equally, in a sense, although there will be the Mashiach and other types from the past. The question is, will there be leaders or Gedolim or Nevi'im, or we're all going to be at the same level?
No. We'll all have the vision equally, says the Malbim, but to say that there's no longer Rabbanim and there's no more hierarchies of Tzadikim and Nevi'im and Kohanim, etc. You can't say that.
And that will all be knowledge-based? We'll see the same as they'll see, but they'll know more.
You understand that, whatever. Go ahead. Yes, we will see it, I hope. There are many people going to not get there to see this, you understand, of the Jewish people. That's coming. I don't want to bring that now, but we want to be those people who are so good to Mekabel Pnei Mashiach, but it's not so pretty what's going to happen if we do not bring it in the positive way. It's not going to be a pretty sight.
No,
let's say positive today.
And yes. Last question, would we categorize this? We're not seeking kavod with all this. We're going to get kavod, but is getting all this kavod good for us? It's kavod for Hashem.
This is God kavod that we are beneficiaries of. It has nothing to do with us. You will be very clear that who you are and your the insanity that we take kavod and take ourselves seriously and think that we did something with ourselves and it's not just a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That's going to be over. That's going to be very over. All right. Very good. So far,
exciting.
So good.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to continue on this. I think tomorrow I am not giving the booster, but we'll continue next week from where we left off. Continuing. Okay. Home to everyone. Good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.